Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And a responsibility. It is a blessing to be called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. But with that, there's a great responsibility. There's a huge responsibility whenever God shines light into our life. Whenever we know the truth, we have an extreme responsibility to adhere to the truth. The book of James chapter 4:17 says this. The book of James chapter 4 verse 17 says this. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Wow. Boy, that would have beat you up for the rest of your lifetime there. Is once God has pulled you out of darkness into that light, he has a job for you, and you have a responsibility to take that light and shine it wherever you go. And he says that if you know to do good and you do it not, you're sinning. And God don't want you to sin. So think about the responsibility you have when you call yourself a Christian or when you call yourself a child of God. One of the responsibilities you have is one to obey him. And that obedience starts with accepting his son for the pardoning of your sin. And then once you do that, your assignment is to share that message with whosoever will. He said, let them come. So I wanted to encourage you today that you must know the truth, and that truth will make you free. Now, a couple of things I want to end on here. When you know and do good, you're pleasing God, you're obedient. But when you know and do not, it's sin. So the question would be is, what do you know and you're not doing? That's the question. What do you know you should be doing, but you're not doing? I think this time that we're in with this virus is opening our eyes. God has shut down all of the idols of America. He set down the sports. He set down entertainment. And he set down so much. And he says, now I want you to think on me. Now I'm going to give you something, family, and those who are going to hear this. You need to take this time and get into God's Word, because it has started. As we talked about last week, he said these are the beginning of sorrows. If you ever do any research on the New World Order, that will open your eyes. I'll just leave it at that. You need to study what that means, because it's here and we need to be prepared. And as we said in our last sermon, if you are not prepared to die for Christ, you won't live for him. So we need to get to the point, are we ready to die for Christ? It will come to that. And as the statement said, you can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. I want you to think about just if we knew everything at once, we would be overcome with such responsibility and such grief, because knowing the truth is tough. I don't know about you, but when you know the truth, it's tough, because you have to respond because you know it. So some things are withheld from us until the time we can handle it. It's just like certain things we don't tell our kids all the time when they're growing up. They're just not at the age of maturity where they can handle it. And that's the way God teaches us as well. I remember reading the Bible very early on, and I couldn't understand it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.